Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, guys. This Love Island Casa Amor episode was absolutely crazy. I'm graced by the Casa Amor queen herself, Miss Amber Rose Gill. And we all know what happened when it came to her Casa Amor season. It was an absolute madness.
Do I have sweat patches? I don't think so. Sorry.
Hey guys, it's Rob and Rolly. Hope you guys are all doing well today. Back at it again with another video. Daily and consistent content, guys. Consistent and persistent. Inject it. This video is sponsored by Frontline Therapists. They are a mental health company that provide affordable mental health care for everybody, but especially black and brown individuals. Use my code below. Websites below. Everything is there. Frontline Therapists. Yeah. Now, this episode was crazy, but was it crazy enough? I don't know. I think people are beginning to compare with other Casa Amors.
Yeah.
But I just do think that, you know, the suffering of Jax did not happen properly. He didn't get dragged properly. And that is still irritating me because the girls who were meant to expose him. I'm glad that it was two girls, but one, I thought the other girl was going to expose Jax, not Davide.
Yeah, man.
That Davide, was random.
What Davide did was nothing, really. I mean, like, Davide loves a kiss. He loves himself. He thinks that he's, you know, a gift of God. He's gracing a girl with a kiss.
Right.
Jax is who needed the heat.
He didn't get it properly.
He didn't get the heat.
And I thought that was irritating 110% because... Why, I don't know, and even when Paige found out about it, she just wasn't doing anything.
No.
She was just like, maybe in shock, maybe. And then she started crying and running off.
I need her to do more. Do you know what I mean?
Like scream or do something or say you're a player, F off or something like that. These two better not get back together again.
No, man. They better not win. That's my problem now. Because you know what happens when they come back from Casa Amor and they haven't recoupled? They can go on to win these
days. Like, I think he's following the Liam strategy, but it's not. I don't want it to work. I'm tired of that, man.
No, man. It's not good. It's not good. What does it show? What does it show? It shows nothing. Like, you can play away and you can do your thing and you can mug a girl off and then you can go back and win. Like, we don't want that to happen again. Absolutely not.
Being rewarded for that behaviour of jumping around girls back to back in Casa Amor.
No.
And everybody forgets now.
He said Paige who? Paige who?
That's what he said.
Paige who?
And now suddenly he wants to graft and win her back and he's crying in the Tomorrow Night teaser.
Ryan.
Talking about, oh, I can't be here or something. She shouldn't go through this. Why are you crying now? But you weren't crying in Casa Amor.
You weren't crying in Casa Amor.
And when they go out and if they're a couple and you go out with your lads and your friends in the clubs, you're going to do the same thing.
Yeah, the same thing. But he'll get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Because there's not going to be any cameras around. It's a red flag. But I think Paige will go back to him.
So sad. But she's a I'm a stick beside him. That's
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's what she
She's
is.
She's, I'm a stick beside him.
And it's sad, because why are you standing behind someone like him? Why don't you find somebody else at this point? I think it's just pathetic.
No?
Honestly, respect yourself. He called you pathetic when you tried to open up to him. That was a major red flag.
I told her to fuck off as well, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. And then had like little spats with Gemma, jumping between girls.
No.
And then he was hard in that swimming pool with a girl and had to readjust stuff.
I missed that? What?
Yeah, yesterday, where he was in the pool with Molly and he was like getting hard and they were joking about it. He had to readjust it as he got out of the pool. But now you're talking about grafting and now you're crying tears.
No,
what are you doing?
No, we're not here for it.
We're not here for it. I'm not here for it at all, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous to be honest with you. Ekansu and Davide, like, I just love them. Like, even when they had their little spat and they were smiling at each other.
It's the chemistry, man.
The chemistry between these two was hilarious. And India made it for me with that heartbreaker line. Like, saying, may the best heartbreaker win.
That is how you do Casaramo. I'm sorry. That is how you do it.
Because Dami likes to talk. He likes to go back and forth. We've seen that with Luca. He will win an argument. But India was like, not me, baby. We can go back and forth all day. Let's do ping pong.
Yeah.
All day.
And I'm the winner. Yeah, I'm the fucking winner.
Basically. Do I think India and Dami will get back together again? I don't think so.
I hope not.
I don't know, man.
I hope not, though.
I don't want to see any of these couples get back together again after that.
Me neither. It was the way that Dami was doing it, like, jumping around, because Jax was also doing the same as him, and it was like, that's a bit weird. It's, like, fair enough, you might fancy a girl, but why did you have to do so much? Like, oh, bro, you did it. Like, it was too much. It was embarrassing. And so it's gone too far now. No. Point of no return. And I think that India knows her self-worth. That's how you do Casaramo. May the best heartbreaker win. That is a line.
She matched the energy.
That's
of
a
Demi.
Line.
She
matched
it.
Her energy was so much better than his. He looked smug and he looked annoyed, and she looked calm and collected.
He thought she was going to come back single.
That's what he wanted. He wanted two girls to be fighting over him, and he wanted to. No, not on India's watch. Not happening. And I loved that.
Absolutely loved it.
I loved that.
Andrew had a mouth, which I was here for at first, calling her Pinocchio, calling her liar, playing games. He was so shocked when she came back. And then, within a matter of minutes, at the end of the episode, you're hugging her.
No. Anything you need, baby. It's
Anything you need, I'm going to stand beside you. Whatever you want to do is right.
No.
In love with her, I think. He's definitely in love with her.
There's something going on there. But for me, why were you talking the talk like that? I don't understand how people can recouple and feel victimized. Like, you did the same as what I did, so therefore you can't really be annoyed. Like, you have to, like, have a sense of decorum, because you're sat with another girl next year. So how can you call her Pinocchio, but you sat there with Coco? Not making any sense to me.
Any sense.
You're not a victim anymore.
But I was here for Tasha. Had some energy about these Casamore girls can F off. I didn't expect that energy.
No.
This was the side that we never saw. This is the sassy side. Finally, she's showing it. And she said it so loud that Coco could hear. That she was very aware. I'm not even just Coco, because she didn't even know that it was just Coco. Because Andrew is saying the girls, Casamore girls.
Yeah.
So she made it very aware. So I want to see more of that energy when it comes to tomorrow. Please.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because I feel like the girls dragged her a little bit too hard. Because realistically, when you look at what the boys were doing, Tasha was not doing anything that bad. Tasha did not do anything that bad in comparison to what the boys were doing in Casaramo.
Yeah.
When you look at her and Charlie, she didn't kiss him. She didn't do too much. She wasn't getting all giggly. She did nothing like that. So how can the boys be raging with her and do worse? It's not, it's like victimizing Tasha. Why? Not victimizing her. What's it called? Like.
That's Jax on the motorbike. Running around, trying to find more girls. That's what he was doing in Casaramo on the motorbike. Running around, finding these girls. That's what he was doing.
No consideration for Paige. Not one shred of consideration for Paige. He didn't even know who it was.
That's the thing. I'm not really team Tasha though. I feel like she didn't make her mind up. Charlie came in. She turned her head quite quickly. I don't think there was always uncertainty with Andrew.
Yeah.
It wasn't really sure. So the thing is, and then she recoupled. I just don't think that she's into Andrew that much. I feel like she claims that she is and she isn't.
Yeah.
I feel like Andrew's besotted with her.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
These two need to just both depart and do their own thing. That's just my own. That's split. Yep. Don't come back together again, because both of you don't know what you want.
It's done. It's dead. It's done. Just leave
it. It's done. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely done. And Luca being so possessive, it scares me, man.
That's a bit much. Like, sorry, you want the girl to be outside in the heat rather than be comfy in a bed, even though she's telling you nothing happened. Mm. She's by herself. What more do you want from her?
I don't understand.
He was looking at her as if he was disappointed. It's like, the girl did nothing wrong. It was too... Oh, God.
It was an absolute mess. Absolute mess of a situation. And I wish that the boys maybe said something. I don't know. I thought George would say something about Ekansu, but he didn't say anything. Because Ekansu was like, please keep this a secret between us on the stairs yesterday.
And
George,
one of
the guys there, could have said something about it, but he didn't say anything.
What do you think will happen if that comes out, though?
I don't know I don't know if Davide will be upset with her, because they're both kind of like doing, they're not really a strong couple.
Yeah.
So
but
I don't
know.
The chemistry
parents,
there is low. Do you want them to win?
Absolutely.
I want Ekansu and Davide to win.
Absolutely.
They need to get strong. They need to heighten their relationship, be exclusive and whatever. ASAP.
We're ready for it.
We're absolutely ready for it, so that you guys can obviously win. Gemma and Luca, I feel like it's too predictable.
It's too predictable. And like, I feel like he just knows what he's doing too much. And I don't like that.
Mm.
I like when I see authenticity, and there's something about it that I do think he really likes Gemma, but there's something about it that's a bit contrived, and I'm not into it. I'm not into it at all.
I do think Gemma's head would ever turn if somebody comes in.
No.
That she is like really likes. That's what I want to see. Their relationship has never really been tested.
No.
It's just Luca being continuously, this is what we need to do. And Gemma's just been fine with it, floating around. And I feel like somebody needs to test that relationship properly. And I don't think Casamore did that, because the Casamore boys weren't really Casamoring. They weren't giving at all. No. And therefore the girls had a very easy ride. And that's what I didn't like.
Yeah.
Laura should have said at the end, this time is different. The Casamore girls and boys have 48 more hours to graft. And if they don't, then they're going to be dumped. That is what should have happened, so they could remain in the competition, and it would have just heightened the tension.
Stir the pot and make sure that Jax is outed.
Mm.
Why is he getting off scot-free? Cheyenne and Molly should have joined forces, stayed in the villa, and explained to Paige exactly what went down.
Yeah.
Because that guy saying, oh, well, yeah, we'll kiss a little bit. Da, da, da. No, you were saying, Paige, who you got hard over someone else, you dumped Molly and then moved on to Cheyenne. You were doing the most. Mm. So please stop playing it down. So I would have loved to see them stay in the villa just that touch a bit longer. Just cause more chaos.
Just a little bit more chaos.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think we wanted to see, and I feel like we didn't see that. But I feel like Love Island heightened it up to be the most dramatic, and I don't think it was the most, but I do think it was a good Casa Amor. It's definitely up there. Jax, you know, and the Paige kind of conversations and the back and forth.
Yeah.
Luca being possessive, Tasha going off like that, Andrew going off like that, India's lines back and forth with Dami. It was definitely a very good Casa Amor to me.
Yeah, I was thoroughly entertained.
Thoroughly entertained, thoroughly like our faces. On that live stream, going shook.
Yeah.
Like, my heart was beating. I was waiting for
I was hot. My head was hot.
Mm.
I didn't know what was going on.
And now we're waiting for tomorrow, so.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into tomorrow.
We're ready to put tomorrow.
My review's going to be delayed, guys, since I'll be at Wireless. So, I don't know when that's going to come out, but it will come out sometime tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 1 a.m. tomorrow, something like that.
Daily inconsistent.
Daily inconsistent. So, it will definitely is coming out. Don't worry about that, but it will be delayed. 110%. Casamore must have been a lot for you. I don't know how. Yours was one of the most iconic when you came back, and your face, and
Jesus.
Then Michael's. That was a lot.
Jesus.
Do you get PTSD? Dealing with like, or
watching it back, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, it's craziness watching it back. But I think for me, it was the flip reverse 360 that was dealt to me, and it was like, oh, I really like you, and then all of a sudden, I hate your guts. I want you dead. You're the worst person ever. Da, da, da. And it was like shock. I was like. Is this real life, or what the hell is going on here? So that was like a crazy moment for me. That was one of my worst moments in the villa. But you know, she perseveres, because one thing about me, I don't take L's, so I knew there was a win just around the corner if I just held out.
Right.
There's never an L like that. I couldn't believe my eyes. There's never an L like that in my life. There's always just a win right around the corner.
And there it was.
And it was there.
And then you won.
and it was there.
And then you won the competition. So it is what it is. I just don't want to see Paige. I don't want to see this whole Liam thing all over again.
No, I don't want to see the Liam thing. I didn't want to see the Liam thing the first time.
I thought Jack would have recoupled.
He should have.
You're doing all that, and then you're just.
To me, I would have more respect for someone if they recoupled after doing that much, because at least you're standing by your decision and you're doing what you want to do.
Mm.
To not recouple is such a coward move.
Such a coward move.
I hate that.
Last two seasons of this whole, you're always going to get caught out anyways.
Yeah, no, what's the point? You've done it now, so just follow it through. Like, do it.
I don't know why he's crying tomorrow. He's going to put on the waterworks. And then once he starts crying, she's going to change her mind or something.
No, man, I can't. I don't want to watch that.
It's actually so sad.
I'm excited to be at Wireless. I'm going to let everybody let me know what is going on, because I don't want to know tomorrow. I don't want to know why he's crying. Because how can you be doing up that madness in Casa Amor and then cry? No accountability. No accountability for what you did. Just like, oh, I'm upset and I want to leave now. Well, maybe you shouldn't have did what you did.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Hot mess, guys. Hot mess. Check out Amber's channel for the second part of this review, because we do want to talk about other stuff as well. So that will be linked below. Amber's book was also published today. She is
a
published author. It was released 110%. You guys should definitely go buy it. The links will also be in below for her new book.
You.
And it's called
Until I Met You.
Until I Met You, baby. Until I Met You, guys.
Yeah.
Until I Met You. Let us know your thoughts are when it comes to this review, guys. Subscribe to the channel. Daily and consistent content. Head over to TikTok for our joint reviews over there as well. Amber has graced me with her honor as being the guest for my reviews. I thought this year, let me get some guests on and do some collaborations. And Amber came and definitely came through.
Always do.
I appreciate it. Subscribe to the channel, guys. Click that button. Daily and consistent content. Casa Amor Queen and Love Island winner, Amber Rose Gill, baby. Thank you very much. I love doing that. Baby.
Baby.
Baby.